Shalom and praise the name of the Lord. This morning, I want to invite all of us into our reflections on the topic, Jesus tests us, or Jesus tests our belief, Jesus tests our faith, and Jesus tests our trust in Him. And he's testing us whether we believe that he is God. That is the great test. We have established that through the testing of belief or trust, we have four groups of learners or group of believers, group of students or people who follow Jesus. Number one, we have already established that we have got this group of people that we call non-believers, people who do not believe in Jesus Christ because they do not know God, or they do not know the power of God, or they do not comprehend the power of God. They do not even understand the miracles of God. These categories of non-believers is where everybody starts. This is a group called Bible illiterates, or the truth illiterates, the truth about God, the truth that Jesus is God. But from here, this level one, the people can either accept or reject the truth once that information is presented to them. Remember, the Bible says in John chapter 1, I think verses 12, that Jesus came to his own, but his own received him not. But those who received him, he gave them power to become children of God. So you see, when Jesus came to the world that he created, the world did not recognize him. But you see, they had an opportunity first to let him come, or to meet him. They met him. From that non-believing point of view, they met Jesus. But the world did not recognize him. But even his own, they did not receive him. So here we get now the second category, which we will call unbelievers. Unbelievers are those who have already encountered the truth. They have already been exposed to Jesus Christ. Jesus has already met them. They have seen the miracles of God, but they have chosen to disbelieve in him. They have chosen not to accept him. They have chosen not to come to him. And they go back. They abandoned him. Then we have the third category of those who had him and those who received him, but they only came to him because of bread. So we call the third category bread believers. Miracles believers. They only know the miracles of God. And of course, the fourth group of believers is called believers who know the ways of God. Believers who knows God and his miracles. They know the face of God. They know even the hand of God. So yesterday, John 6, we were being exposed to the groups that came to Jesus Christ, all those groups, and they were being tested. And yesterday, as we finished the book of John chapter 6, we discovered that the people, the multitude, came to Jesus. These are bread believers. They came to Jesus because they had been given bread the previous day. But Jesus told them, "You are coming to me not because of who I am, but because I gave you bread." And then Jesus, these people said, Moses gave us bread for 40 days. You only give us for one day. That's what they were implied. And so Moses is greater than you. But Jesus told them, no, it was not Moses who gave you. It was my Father who gave you bread from heaven. And actually, my Father gave you me. It was me that I came. And of course, he said, you have to eat my flesh and drink my blood, for my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. But what he meant by eating and drinking the flesh and blood respectively is to believe in Jesus as being God. And he said, if you do that, you'll have eternal life. Now, what we discover from this group is that they abandoned him. They said that was a great, truth. They said, who can believe? Who can understand? And they forsook him, many of them. Then Jesus turned to the 12 and he said, will you not go away? And Peter, replying to Jesus' question, because Jesus had asked all of them, he said, Master, where shall we go? So Peter spoke in plural, because you have the word of eternal life. We believe that you are God, the Holy One of God, and you are the Son of the living God, and you are God. But Jesus interrupted Peter and said, Peter, even in your midst of those who have not left, there is one. I chose you as 12, but one is a devil. And so we discover that there are those abandoned Jesus. Those who have been exposed, they have encountered the truth of Jesus, and they abandoned Jesus, and they forsook him, and they ran away from him. They departed away from the church. They departed away from believing. But there are those who still remain like Judas. Jesus said one is a devil. They remain devil in the, like an angel of the light. They remain as a wolf in the cloth, they remain as sheep, but in the cloth of, they are wolves, but they are wearing the cloth of a sheep. That is a dangerous group. So we have got those group of those who desert out and those who don't desert. They're still in the church. They're still camouflaging as though they believe. And so Jesus said there are these two groups. Now, chapter 7, and we are looking at it today, is that we are introduced into another dimension. That this group of deserters, this group that forsook Jesus, either they left the kingdom and they did not identify themselves with God again, or they still remain, they have left, but they still remained like Judas. They went a notch higher and started to persecute the truth. And we discover in chapter 7 that they started persecuting Jesus Christ. So, remember, you are having, or we are looking at a teacher like Jesus Christ who have disciples who have left, who are students who have left. But they have not only left. Today, we discover that they start now to persecute. They start to harass. They start to insult. They start to speak ill of that. Look at the way his disciples were saying to Jesus Christ. No, his brothers, not disciples. The brothers of Jesus Christ is one of the categories that were deserters by then. Can you imagine? The disciples of Jesus Christ, the brothers of Jesus, rather, they remained with Jesus for 30 years, but they remain as deserters. They remain as unbelievers. They refused to believe. They had seen all the miracles. They did not see Jesus as any one of them, different from any one of them. Another group in this category is his hometown people, who would always say, is this not the son of Joseph? Is this not the son of Mary? Don't we have his brothers and sisters together with us? And they refused. And Jesus, for that reason, did not perform many miracles in their region, in that. Another group that is in these categories of deserters is the chief priests, the Pharisees, and the teachers of the law. And these, you discover, they were actually now started to plan how to kill. That killing is the highest level of persecution. And so we discover that in chapter 7, Jesus Christ was able to deal effectively, appropriately with the schemes of these agents of Satan. Remember, these are good people. They are brothers of Jesus Christ. They are men of God. They are good people, but they have chosen or they have been taken by the devil to do his bidding. And so Jesus looked at them, at these unbelievers, not with the eyes of unbelievers. Or they look at those non-believers, not with the eyes of non-believers. He looked at them with what he could do to open. Do you know that Jesus, another one in this category is Judas, whom Jesus called the devil. Jesus made him to remain together with him. And Jesus involved him. And Jesus allowed him to continue to minister. Jesus continued to allow him even to carry money for him. And he knew who he was. And even to the very last minute, when Judas finally betrayed Jesus, do you know, even at that state, that last stage of Judas betraying Jesus, Jesus was trying to win the soul of Judas by telling him, son, are you betraying? Friend, are you betraying the man, the son of God with the keys? What was Jesus doing? Trying to win him. So this morning, I want you to focus on disciples or students who desert learning or who fail the test of understanding that Jesus is God, but they do not fail the test only. They have gone an notch high. They are now persecuting Jesus. They are persecuting believers. May we take a cue from Jesus. May we take an example from Jesus. When we are persecuted, may we take an example of Jesus, even to let some of the people who are in those categories still remain, and we continue to try and win them in the name of Jesus. Father, may you help us to see from your viewpoint. Help us to see things the way you look at them, so that we may be able to deal with erring students and disciples, so that those who desert faith, we may be able to go for them. And we may be able to remember that one day the disciples or the brothers of Jesus, who were non-believers by then, or unbelievers, became mighty men of God, and Jesus used them mightily. We thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Maranatha. Amen.